Welcome back.
We just did the most Midwestern thing possible, Brian. We waved each other on, and we were like, oh, no, you do it, you do it. No, after you, sir. And that is how we're coming back from this break. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm your host, Luke. That's Brian over there. I am broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios here in Madison. You're listening to me on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And Brian, you're out of the Waukesha Studios.
That's true.
The Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. And we are joined this afternoon by host Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct. Matt, how you doing this afternoon?
Good. Good to be with you guys with dueling tangents. It's good to be with both of you.
We do have a little bit. See, the thing is, we bring the deliver. One might call us a deliverance duo, as it were.
I see. All I hear now in a ton of news stories, Matt, is dueling X, and I think that it directly correlates with the launch of this show as well. Because since Brian and I have been doing Dueling Tangents, the rise of dueling sessions, dueling thing like X, has been on the rise, right, at least in my ears. So.
It's a great figure of speech, and it really is very evocative. And frankly, dueling tangents is a great idea. And it's also a great idea to have young perspectives, not me and Crudy, i.e. the two of you. So it's excellent.
We won't tell Crudy that you just looped him into the older segments there, but that's okay.
Crudy's no spring chicken. Crudy's a little long of tooth.
That's a touch.
Just a touch. But Matt, I wanted to bring you on the show this afternoon to see if we could get an update about what's going on in the Ukraine from you. We know that there's a lot of events unfolding as we speak of the historic nature of what Russia is doing invading Ukraine. And just wanted to see if we could get your thoughts on the situation in Eastern Europe this afternoon.
Dare I say we're asking for a history lesson?
Yeah, well, this is real quick, but there's a big UN resolution that just came down. It literally just came down. I was looking at our ambassador's speech, gave a nice speech. 114-5. 114-5, it passed, slamming Russia for what they did, telling them to get the hell out. There were 35 abstentions. So I'm sure that, you know, there are people who chickened out. But 114-5. Even Albania, which is a guest on the Security Council, this is their rotation for this month, ordered this emergency session. There have only been, this is the first emergency session in 40 years. First one.
Really?
It's the 11th since the history of the United Nations in 70 some odd years. And there are 193 members in the UN, 114-5. And part of it that sparked it was the Russians are using weapons against civilians that are banned by the Geneva Convention. They're using cluster bombs and they're using vacuum bombs. And vacuum bombs are this, there's a fuel source and then two detonators, and it sucks the oxygen out of the room. If they threw it in our studio here, we'd all die. Our lungs would collapse. They bombed a preschool in northeastern Ukraine.
My God.
With vacuum bombs, for God's sake. These are little ones. What preschool is what? Three or four?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. Maybe five? That's pretty cold. It's pretty cold. Putin's a sadist. And the one final thing I'll throw out for you guys is there's a Russian businessman who put out a $1 million bounty on him right now. Huh. This is a Russian businessman with stones, okay? This guy comes out with a $1 million bounty, wanted dead or alive.
And we may never hear from this businessman again, because I have a feeling
Putin's... Well, fortunately for him, he's living in the United States, but the Russian mob is all over the place.
Okay, so 114-5, that's a pretty crazy amount of people against Russia here. How soon does Putin start looking around and realizing he's all alone, and what happens when he's feeling cornered? I mean, it's not like you can just invade and go, oops, never mind that. I mean, if you're the Kool-Aid man and you break through the wall, you still have a hole in the wall. And there's a wall, like, you can't just back out gracefully. Like, how does this work out?
Well, here's the deal. I'm afraid the one thing I fear about that guy, because I don't think he's stable, is suicide by cop. You know, there's a thing denominated as if a guy wants to commit suicide, he runs at the cops with a gun and they shoot him, right? Well, this idiot, if he launches a nuclear missile, that's suicide by cop. His country will cease to exist, but so will Paris, London, you know, Rome and Berlin, and possibly New York. And so I think Biden's handled it very well. But the way the problem for us and for him is that when, just what Brian said, when an autocrat does this, you can't get off the tiger. You're riding a tiger. You get off, the tiger leads you. You get assassinated or you stay in power. Because if he fails, the next hungry guy who wants to be like him goes after him. And so I think he's going to keep bombing. I personally think that Biden should play a little Texas Hold'em and say, look, we said we weren't going to intervene, but we're not going to stand by for a genocide. We're not going to stand by for a genocide. And we want a no-fly zone. And I don't know when push comes to shove, he does launch. But what he's doing is a genocide of a country of 40 million people.
And Matt, what is the final vote, the 114-5 vote? What does that truly do on the international stage?
Well, I think it's a blowout because, you know, obviously Russia, Belarus, you know, some of these countries went with him. China and India may have abstained. I haven't looked at the breakdown yet, like who abstained. But the five that did, 114, I mean, you're talking about African countries, Asian countries, South American countries, Oceania, Australia, the whole world. He's an international skunk. He's a sadist. But I love this thing about the bounty. I think Jeff Bezos should put $1 billion bounty and you'd have every cartel member, Texas nut, and everybody in the world over there, and some would get picked off. But you know, everybody would be over there with a machine gun. That would be excellent.
I'm picturing, that's the type of thing that you'd think out of Chechnya, you know, but like Russia, it just seems, Russia seems to have a better, it seems like they should have a better history than going out with a guy with a bounty on his head. But either way, we appreciate you, Matt Flynn, giving us a little bit of a background here and updating us with that UN vote. Matt Flynn, you're awesome. Appreciate you. Check out Matt Flynn in the mornings, 6 to 8 a.m. on the Devil Radio Network.
Yes.
Outstanding. Dueling tangents, gentlemen.
That is who we are, Matt, and we're going to be right back taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789.